This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs, joined today by T. Xiao Yik and Lim Soo Ann. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. Mm-hmm. And it's a day, of course, with sweethearts all over, of all ages, exchanging gifts and whatnot in the name of St. Valentine. So while the three of us here, anyway, try to squash the curmudgeons in us, we also, want to remember Oscar Wilde's quote that, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. Mm. So we'll be speaking to the lovely Bijou, a singer-songwriter, about her latest single, which is I Am Enough, which is described as a declaration of freedom, of acceptance and self-love.
And after that, a bit of a sobering turn for the second story. Earlier this week, I'm sure many of you would have seen the news report and the video of a two-year-old boy who was flung out of a car driven by his father on the North-South Highway. So we'll be revisiting the importance of using safety seats for children.
And on that note, we do have a Twitter poll going as usual. So we're asking you if you see people using child safety seats in their cars. So your options are yes or no. But if you have any thoughts you want to share with us, your experience with car seats, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or you can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
All right. So that's going to come up after the in our second story. But for now, our first story, it is Valentine's Day, a normally fun and romantic occasion for you. If you're in a loving relationship, I suppose. But, it can be quite off-putting or even annoying and frustrating, perhaps, if you're single or even in an unhappy romantic situation.
Yeah, because of the standards that seem to be placed on us to celebrate this day, right? And, on this day or on the days leading up to Valentine's Day, everywhere you turn, there are all these, tenuous promotions encouraging you to spend money to show your love and all in the name of Saint Valentine. But who is this mysterious saint and where did these traditions come from?
So here's a nifty video from history.com, which actually sets out the history of Valentine's Day from the ancient Roman ritual of Lupercalia that welcomed spring to the card-giving customs of Victorian England.
For all its popularity, history doesn't give us any guarantees as to the origins of Valentine's Day. But we do know it contains vestiges of the early Christian church and ancient Rome. The association between mid-February and romance goes back to a pagan festival known as Lupercalia, likely honoring either Lupa, the she-wolf of Rome, who suckled Romulus and Remus, or Faunus, their god of fertility. The festivities began with an animal sacrifice. Then the ritualistic slapping of young women with strips of the animal's skin and blood to bestow fertility for the coming year. In the 5th century, perhaps in an effort to Christianize the pagan festival, Pope Gelasius declared February 14th as St. Valentine's Day. As for the real St. Valentine, there were reportedly several canonized by the church. Legend has it that one St. Valentine, a defiant Roman priest, lived during the 3rd century AD under Emperor Claudius II. Claudius was an ambitious ruler. His battles required vast armies of men to abandon their young families for long periods of time, resulting in a military that was half-hearted and homesick. So determined was Claudius to stop love from sapping the will of his armies, he banned marriages altogether. Father Valentine thought the ban unjust and defied the emperor, continuing to marry young lovers in secret. The emperor eventually caught on to the priest's actions, arrested him, and sentenced him to death. It is believed that young couples he had secretly wed would visit his cell, passing him flowers and notes through the bars as symbols of their gratitude. The story continues that the condemned Father Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter. On February 14th, the day he was executed, it is said he passed the young girl a note. It was signed, "From Your Valentine." A tradition was born. Cupid, the winged matchmaker, started out as the Roman god of love, inspired the image of cherubs for Christians, and is now a favorite of card makers and mass marketers. Our modern Valentine's Day, removed from its religious and pagan past, has evolved into one of the most celebrated holidays on the calendar. On average, Americans shower their loved ones with 180 million roses, red ones naturally, and almost 36 million heart-shaped boxes of candy. Not to mention all those cards, dinners, and diamonds. All told, the holiday brings in almost $14 billion annually, giving retailers plenty to love as well. But if you're worried that you can't afford to treat your loved one properly next Valentine's Day, take heart. The poets were right. Love is really all you need.
So that was a very informative video by History.com. And yes, love is all you really need. And I mean, we really don't want to be the bitter picture this Valentine's Day. So we wanted to highlight Penang-born and bred singer-songwriter Bijou. She's just released her latest single called I Am Enough today, actually. Mm. And we're going to talk to her a little bit later about that.
Yeah, and according to Bijou, acceptance and self-love are things that she, like many of us, have struggled mm-hmm. with. And her latest single is, and that's why her latest single has been described as a declaration of freedom, acceptance, and self-love.
So I caught up with her earlier today to find out more about her latest, and I started off by asking her how being an independent artist has played a role in her journey as a musician.
Oh, I think it was one of the best decisions I ever made to, not be afraid of the unknown mm-hmm. and pursue music passionately. And I have to say, this is my 15th year as an independent musician now.
Wow.
And I can't lie, the struggles have been great, and sometimes I do still find myself facing challenges which mostly center around a lack of financial resources.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel very proud of myself, actually, and I still feel very excited about the work that I'm doing, and I also still feel like my career hasn't started. There's all this big jumble of emotions and feelings, but I think for as long as I can, if I can do this, I will continue to do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not easy, isn't it? You know, and I assume, you know, something like this, a career like this, you know, it does take a toll on you, and, you know, it does cause some amount of pain, I would imagine. And I mean, you know, if that's the case, how have you actually transformed that pain, you know, into something creative or channeled it into your music?
I think life is such an intricate and rich experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And without the pain, I know this sounds cliche, but without the bitter, you can't really savor the sweet as much. It's like this contrast of experiences that show you how enjoyable something is and how unenjoyable something is. Like, and talking about transforming pain into music, like, I remember I do have one song called Tainted Temples, and it was written after I got molested. This was way back when I was 22 years old. And, you know, having music and having this creative outlet that I really was able to take that and create something beautiful, I think that's one of the most magical gifts that I ever received, because it really helped me heal. And not only that, whenever I perform this song and I talk about it, I know that it helps other people heal too.
That's the beauty of music, isn't it? It can just reach out to so many people in so many different ways, and you don't even know the kind of impact it's having.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with this song, I Am Enough,
mm-hmm.
like, I had the chance to perform it live before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the kind of effect it has on the people who listen to it is really just amazing. I'm always bowled over and feeling like so humbled, like, oh my God, you know, my song has this effect on people. Yeah.
And I want to talk about that, you know, I Am Enough. I mean, the title itself is very strong, you know, and but, you know, you've described it as well as a declaration of freedom, of acceptance and self-love. I mean, tell me about this. What came into making I Am Enough?
So when I was a lot younger, I really, really struggled with, like, insecurities and fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I know all of us probably have struggled through that, and some of us are still struggling through it. And it made me into a person that I didn't like. You know, I didn't like the way I behaved because I wasn't very nice. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to deal with the pain at that time. And one day I just decided that, you know, I don't want to be this person.
Mm.
And so I started saying these affirmations to myself in the mirror. So they are the lyrics in the chorus. They go, I am soul, I am beautiful, I am loved, and I am enough. And you can imagine, when I first started out saying them to myself, I didn't quite believe them, and it got really awkward, you know. But I would say that the more I repeated them, the more, like, the truth of those words, like, really resonated with me, and it completely transformed my relationship with myself. And those words have been with me for a really long time, but it wasn't until last year that I felt so compelled to write this song. And now today on Valentine's Day, a day that celebrates love, which I want to tell everyone that self-love is the greatest form of love out there, I'm releasing the song. So I'm really excited. And I just want to say thank you so much for letting me share this with your BFM audience.
No, it's a lovely song. And, you know, I imagine a lot of people are struggling today. It is unfortunate, but true. You know, you might say, oh, I hate Valentine's Day or whatever, but you know, you do feel it if you're not celebrating it in that sense, right?
Mm.
So it's really important to know acceptance, you know, your acceptance of yourself. And I really like that you said that you thought you were not a nice person before and you realized that and you've changed that. And so many people don't make that realization or don't make that change.
So yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
But I guess we are all on our own journeys, and sometimes some people get there faster, some people struggle a little more, and no shame in that. I just hope that, you know, we all have the chance to realize and change and grow to become the people who we are meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the release, we're going to play this after the end of this segment, but anything you'd like to tell people about this song, anything more you'd like to tell people about I Am Enough, or, you know, any last message on this Valentine's Day?
Well, I will ask a small favor. Please check me out on Spotify and all my social media. And also, if you resonate with this song, mm-hmm. Tell me, like, tag me, message me, and share it with someone that you think would need it too. And I just want to say that's my Valentine's Day gift to you, and I hope you can share that love with someone else that you love too.
So that was singer-songwriter Bijou telling us about her latest single, I Am Enough, which was just released today on Valentine's Day.
So Valentine's Day, guys, yay or nay, is that something that you think a lot about or that you encourage or that, you know, think is just a waste of
it's
everyone's time?
It's a nay
time?
For me.
It's a nay
for me. Marketing gimmick, if you ask me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen enough ads across all the different websites that I visited today.
I mean, we even heard our enterprise team covering about pizza-shaped pizzas being sent.
Very clever,
yes.
As a marketing campaign. Mm-hmm. But really, what does that say about love in a relationship?
Pizza, it's about food.
Pizza will make you happy. But, you know, Bijou's message, of course, is very strong. You know, even if you're feeling down, you know, remember to love yourself. That is the most important thing, I suppose.
Right.
So, you know, continue to tweet us your thoughts. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. We're going to take a quick break. But first, here is that single, I Am Enough by Bijou on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.